place well before that as well, and it was a matter of just executing the plans. And part of those plans are to get staging sites ready for these kind of events, where we work with some local area like the community colleges and arrange, pre-arrange, to be able to use a facility like that to stage crews and have our gassing operations, food operations at these sites that are close to where the problems are. So a lot of that kind of stuff is done, you know, well before we even have an event. But with Irene, we had 5 or 6 days advance notice that something may be coming. We weren't exactly sure where it was coming, but one of the first things we do is we make sure, we've got crews, and obviously an event like this, you need to get crews far beyond your normal complement. So we have a mutual aid agreement with other utilities, and so we were reaching out not only up into Canada, but out to as far away as Iowa and so forth. Obviously, for areas that weren't going to be impacted by this, crews were able to get a hold of. So that's a big thing on some of the work that's done in advance. And then it's a matter of getting the whole the workforce geared up for this, everyone to review their storm assignments. We have a number of checklists that we go through prior to these events, and everyone gets ratcheted up to do their job with those kind of things. We have what we call internal storm calls. So they were on each day preceding the storm, where all the different functions would be represented, give updates on where they stood on different things, all the logistical type of things. So a lot of that took place well before the storm actually hit, Brian.
Irene was bad enough, but then a few weeks later, Tropical Storm Lee moved through. That must have been a 1-2 punch. How did National Grid respond to that?
Yeah, I know. You know, a lot of people say, you know, Irene, and they kind of put everything under the umbrella, but it was really a series of events. You know, we first had the hurricane, and then right after that, and some will forget this, but we had a tornado that actually impacted 30,000 customers of ours right outside the Amsterdam area, and did a significant amount of damage in its own right. So that was a separate event. Then right after that, yeah, you're right, Lee came through, and it was really a three punches that were thrown at us in just a week's period. But yeah, we had 156,000 customers that were out from Irene, then an additional 30,000 from the tornado. The flooding caused a whole different type of series of events in our area. One particular trouble spot, well, there were a couple of trouble spots in Schenectady in the lower-lying areas, the stockade in Schenectady in particular. And I think you obviously know the Schoharie area, Middleburg and Schoharie itself. They were significantly impacted. But the other thing that the flooding did or caused was we had gas pipes that were attached to the locks going across the Mohawk River. And as that river rose up, it eroded the lock to the point that they were actually falling into the Mohawk River. And our gas pipe that fed the Rotterdam Junction area, serving about 450 customers, became isolated because they had no supply into that area. So that was a significant event. We talk a lot about the electric outages, but that was a significant gas outage impact right in that area. So those things all in succession really had us going here for the whole two-week period.
What has Niagara Mohawk learned from these two storms? How have you changed your preparation and your storm response since then?
Well, I think we saw a lot of value in communications and community outreach. One of the things that I have responsibility for in my job is with communications, with the municipalities. We found we have what we call an emergency operations bus that in the past we've utilized it, but not to any degree that we did in this event. And we found that was invaluable to the communities. We first staged it in Middleburg, and that was right after the floods came through there. We use that as really a kind of a mini staging site for the folks in my group that communicate with customers. And it also was kind of a rallying point for the community, where they could come and we could share information. Down there, you know, folks, they were losing their homes. They needed to know what the process was to reconnect. All of that information and the folks were right there and became a resource. It became a resource for the town fathers, the elected officials, the assemblymen that all came there, the media. It was really a focal point. We dispensed dry ice out of those bus locations as well. We shifted it over to Schoharie after Middleburg, and then we actually brought it down to Rotterdam Junction where we had the gas issue. So I think one of the lessons, and you know, we actually did a pretty good job here, but I think in future storms, that is key, that we keep very open with the community. We have folks that are there and available and can provide information. That was a key thing that I think served us well.